Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Sunday Service with Pastor McCarty, myself, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. But we're going to be here to honor and lift up the name of God, honor and lift up our Savior Jesus Christ, and just show them with our praise and our worship just how much they mean to us, just how much we can't live without them. The title of the sermon today is Only by Faith. Now, there's so much going on in the world that it's our faith that will help get us through. And I'm explaining a little bit later. One of the things I would like for you to do is we're going to do communion. So if you don't have some juice or some water and a cracker or a piece of bread, I'm giving you time to go get that before we get into the word, because communion will come before that. But I'm just so elated to be coming to you today. For those who missed church or went to church or never been in a church and are listening to this program, you're still being fed the word of God. And that is all he wants us to do, is feed his children. Okay. To put on the first selection is to help you get your stuff for communion. But It's All Right by Vonsell Blagger. And here we go. To do a correction on that. That was All Right by Vonsell Blagger. And she's a big fan, a big supporter of the ministry. Just wanted to get her name out there correct for you. Now, I hope everyone has had a chance to go get their communion material, because we're going to take communion. The story behind communion is that the Last Supper, Jesus broke bread with his 12 disciples, and he gave them the bread, and he blessed it. And he said, "Eat this, all of this, for this represents my body." So they ate the bread. The next thing he did was hold up a glass full of wine and said, "This is my blood in the agreement of the new covenant. Drink of it, all of it, in remembrance of me." Hallelujah. He said, "Do this as often as you will." Communion is not something that has to be done in the church. It doesn't have to be done by an ordained minister. It just has to be done by those who love and want to obey God's commandments. So whenever you feel like taking communion just to remember what Christ has done for you, that's exactly what he wants you to do. Taking communion allows him to know for sure that his children are in the line with the Father, and that we're aligned with the Holy Spirit, and that we're aligned with him, since he is the bridge to the Father. So I encourage again, everyone, take communion. You can go on a week worth of taking communion. Just try it. And I bet you with prayer, taking communion, and meditation, you will be able to move mountains. All right. Today's lesson, before we get into it, I just want to thank all the people who listen live and all the people who listen later to the broadcast. I love all of you, and we do at JHOM feel the support that you're giving us with our shows, with our Facebook pages, and we are very honored that we're able to serve you. So before we get into the sermon, there's one more song, a praise and worship that I must do, and then I will come back and talk about faith. Here we go.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Let your rain rain down on me. With that, it becomes blessings in it. All right. Today, the sermon is about only by faith. In these times that we're living in, with so many terror attacks and natural disasters, so many people who are hating other people, so many people who are unlike Christ roaming the earth, this is for you too, as well as those who know who Christ is. Faith. We can't even begin to talk about faith until we know what it means. If we look at Hebrews 11 chapter, first verse, it says, "Now faith is the assurance of the things hoped for and the evidence of the things unseen." Now, when you know the assurance of those things that you want in life, whether it's to pay your rent, heal your body, increase your money, whatever you want God to do in your life, Hebrews 11:1 says you have to start with faith. So we have to be very assured of the things that we hope for. But we know that we can't see God, and we know that we can't see Christ. So that is then given the evidence of those things unseen. As you begin to have your prayers answered and have your blessings rain down on you, it is because you are not looking in the natural, you're looking in the spiritual. And with the spiritual, you know that you know that you know that there has been enough evidence in your life or in someone else's life that you might have looked into the evidence of things unseen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, as we dig deeper into faith and what the Bible has to say about it, we come to Hebrews 6 verse 11, and it says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Right now, this is the time that we will earnestly seek God, because there's so much happening. that we need his direction, we need his protection, and we need his provision. And so at this point, we need to not only believe in something that isn't visible, we also have to understand that when you come to God, you must be coming to him already believing that he is going to do whatever you ask. So you get to God through our Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that lives within us. But that is what you're trying to go before God for him to see, is that we believe that he exists. We have enough evidence in our hearts, in our minds, in our soul that he actually exists, and we're earnestly seeking him. And those are the kind of believers that God wants. Now, if we go down to Matthew 17, chapter 20 of verse, it says, "For truly I tell you, if you have a faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to a mountain, move from here to there, and it will move." A mustard seed is one of the tiniest seeds that you can imagine. If for those who have never seen a mustard seed, you can Google it and just see how little it is. And what Christ is telling us here is that is all the faith that's required. That is it, the size of a mustard seed. He said, if you have that much faith, you can go tell a mountain to move and they would move. So imagine what you'd be able to do if you really start listening to the Holy Spirit that lives within inside of us, because that's a direct communication system with Christ, who then reconciles us to God. So before we can even reap any benefits as being believers, as being children of God, we must stand up and say, I believe in my God, Jehovah, and I am not ashamed of it. I will shout it from the mountaintops. I will do whatever I have to do to make sure others know that we have this wonderful God that loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whomever believes in him shall not perish, but flourish. All right. If you have to, you know, when we talk about the faith that Jesus said, the size of a mustard seed, he's not asking a lot from us. He's just asking us to believe with all of our heart and the sincerity of our heart that he will do the things that we ask him to do. Now, a lot of times we ask for things that are very nominal to God, like your rent or provisions for you to pay your bills or car or any of the material things that we have on earth. It's not bad to want these things. But what we need to look at is what God wants for us in our lives. And that is being sure that whatever we hope for, God is going to bring it to evidence, manifest it in your life. All right, if we go down to Matthew 17, chapter 20, verse, it says, Luke 22nd, 31st verse. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to shift you like wheat. And what that means is that it's old shifters where you would put flour in and you would grind it up and it would grind up everything to powder. That's what Satan wants to do with our faith. He wants to wear on it. He wants us to doubt it. He wants us to question it. He wants us to not be in a stage of that you need to prove this to me instead of I'm going patiently on you. That's where we need to be as believers, is that we're waiting patiently on the Lord. We're praying. We're taking communion. We're doing our part. We're out here spreading the word. And he said, if you just have that much faith, just a little, I have to go back to the mustard seed. I can tell a mountain to move, but you have to believe that you can tell a mountain to move. Now, a lot of us find Christ, but we then don't start believing in the Trinity and in the setup of the world, your life. It is two separate things. He said we're in this world, but not of it. And he said that because we have to go and do things like vote and pay our bills and do those civic duties. But after we're done, we know that all of our hope and all of our faith lies in Jehovah Jireh and our Savior, Christ. Excuse me. So, when I was in 2008, I had an operation that where they took off some nerves in it, and it really left me disabled. And so during this time, with all the pain and during the time with all the uncertainties of where my life was going, you know, I was an accountant before I was a pastor. But God called me out to do this, and I left, and I just followed him and obeyed him. And we're here 9 years later, thanking him for putting his faith in us. When during that time, I also had the privilege of writing and publishing my book of poetry. And it's really a devotional. It's like a 12-stop, not steps, but stops on a journey to Christ and the things that you have to do in order to complete that journey. So I'm not reading in an order, but this would be considered the 8th stop on your journey. It is faith. Let me read in the name of Jesus. It's so easy to lose faith while dealing with everyday situations presented in life. We pray and pray for a resolution, but we continue to worry after we pray. After all, most people believe that God answers prayers, but do you understand how? It's by faith. Faith is the action required to release the promises of the Bible. Let me repeat that. Faith is the action required to release the promises of the Bible. Christ cannot respond if you do not have faith in his ability to provide a solution to your situation. Let's say you are unable to do something and you ask a friend if they would do it for you. If you spend your time worrying about how they will complete the task, you are unsure of that person's ability. But if you spend your time focused elsewhere without concern or worry about the outcome, you have faith in that person's ability. The next time you pray, have faith in God's ability to answer prayers. Always remember, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And that was the New International Version of that passage. Do you truly have faith, or are you still hoping and waiting on the Lord? Once we tell the Lord what we need, there is no longer a need for us to sit and wait on him to answer us. We should already know that the answer is coming, and we should sit back and relax knowing that God is going to answer each and every prayer of his children. For those who have not accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, of course, I invite you to do that each and every day. Even if you don't hear my voice, all you have to do is say, Lord, come into my heart. Create me a right spirit and give me the mind and the faith and the favor as a child of God. And once you say that, that changes your whole life. Now, back to faith. I know I'm flipping all over the place, but that's how I do it. When you begin to try to talk to people about things you can't see, that is where the hang-up comes, because we're a visual society. We have tablets and phones and laptops and Amazon TV, and we have everything possible that we would ever need to get through this earth. But those are things that you can't take with you. And one of the things that we know for sure is that this world will pass and Jesus will reign. But are you going to be ready for it? We need to constantly be in our action stage. that we're ready to be dispatched to do the work of the kingdom. But we have to have faith in the plan. And God doesn't come down and have a meeting with you to explain to you why he's asking you to do something. As his children, we are to just simply obey him. Just simply obey him. That's not hard to do. If you're not willing to give up some of the things that you might want because it doesn't meet with God's plan, you have to be able to let go of those things that are no longer working in your life and have faith that Christ will be there with you. He said, I'm going to send my spirit down to comfort you, to be with you, to laugh with you, to cry with you, to do whatever you need. But in order to get to these things, we have to go back to faith. Only by faith can we tap into what is when I look at the Bible, it is a packed book of promises that God has made to his children. Everyone, you know, there's the New Testament and the Old Testament, and you have to have belief and faith. I gave you an Old Testament and New Testament with Hebrews and then Matthew. But in this, what I want people to take away from what I'm saying today is that you have to begin to openly show your commitment to God. We used to just be able to not show it and kind of hide behind whatever reasons that we had. But right now, there's so much going on. You need to choose a side. Now, even though you can't see God, Christ, or the Holy Spirit, they're there. As you look around, he said, look at the trees and look at the birds. I love them more than anything, but I love you the most. So have faith in our Heavenly Father that if he created the entire world in 1 day, I mean 7 days, and rested, 6 days and rested, that means that this is a God that can do whatever for him to do within our life. We don't have to run around hoping that he will do something. We have to have assurance of the things hoped for, and evidence. We have to have that evidence that God is still there. At this point, I'm going to put on some more songs so we can praise and worship. This was the sermon was a little shorter than some of the sermons you're going to hear from me, because you can't doubt faith. You can't doubt that is the single most important thing in a Christian's life, is the level of their faith. I forgot to tell you one thing, so let me backtrack just a little bit about faith. Faith is not the currency of heaven. Money is not the currency of heaven. Faith is. So if you need provisions, it doesn't matter how much money you have or how much money you can access or how much money you don't have. It boils down to knowing that our Heavenly Father will be there for us. We know it. We have faith in it. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. I'm going to play a song right now, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to finish talking about faith, and we're going to finish talking about the Holy Spirit, because this is what this boils down to. We have to just believe and know that we know that God exists, and he loves us so much that he has set up this new covenant with us. One, so that we could have a guide to lead us through this world. Because remember, Jesus was here, and he said, it's easier for you to have faith in me now because you see me. But once I'm gone and you don't see me, don't let this adversary steal your faith away. Don't let him do it. Fight for it as if it's the last thing you have to hold on to. Hold on to your faith. and never, never doubt that God is going to come through. He is victorious in everything he does. So, and he wants to bless his children. So you have to continue to pray, fast, take communion, do whatever you need to do or feel is necessary for you to do to have things manifest in your life. But the root of our Christian life is faith. All right. We're going to have a couple of more songs played. And my email address is sisterpucci@journeyhomeministries.org. And if you ever want to talk or debate or hey, have a question about anything I said, feel free to email me and I will definitely get back to you. All right. Call on the King is up by Dane Whitson. And here we go.
You can be free if you call the King. You can be free if you call the King. Don't you know it? If you call the King, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the King, you can be free. If you call the King, you can be free. If you call the King. Don't worry, just you don't touch me. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden.
Can be your father, be your mother, be your brother, be your sister, be your doctor, be your lawyer. No matter the situation, he's always there for you. We carry too much trying to do it on our own. We need a relationship with a power that is strong. Creator of all things will never do you wrong. Our times gon' come, it ain't the time to run a stress. But it's the perfect time to give God your best. To see where your faith is in his hands and in your hands. God knows all things, we run out of plans. Untouched grace that never knew the Lord's plan. Plan to prosper you, give you the promised land. We worry about LG&E, water bill, car payments, cable TV, and our 6 o'clock meal. God never put too much on you that you can't handle. Even when it gets dark, he stay lit like a candle.
If you call the King, you can be free. If you call the King, you can be free. If you call the King, don't you know? If you call the King, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the King, you can be free. If you call the King, you can be safe. If you call the King, no stress, no worries. If you call the King, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ gonna carry your burden.
It don't matter how old you are, it don't matter how young you are, it don't matter what race you are, it don't matter where you park your car, call his name, he'll take you far. You lose your job, put it on his back, kids are bad, put it on his back, you depressed, put it on his back, prophesy, he'll change all that, spit life, he bring you back, power to hear that, that's a fact, power to hear that, that's a fact, you got a problem with smoking too much, got a problem with drinking too much, got a problem with eating too much, got a problem with touching too much, got a problem with fighting too much, got a problem with freaking too much, some for you, some of it ain't, but I pray to God that it's enough to get you there. You waste your time with this stuff on your mind. Only Christ can stop you smoking, drinking, eating, cussing, fighting, freaking. If you just believe, I know he's real. I tried on myself. It's been 5 years and I still ain't left.
If you call the King, you can be free. If you call the King, you can be free. If you call the King, no stress, no worries. If you call the King, gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the King, you can be free. If you call the King, you can be safe. If you call the King, no stress, no worries. If you call the King, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus.
gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ's gonna carry your burden.
All right, that was Danielle Wilson talking about calling the King. And that's what we need to do is we get to call on our King Jesus. Let him put his spirit inside of us. Let him dwell within us. Let him order our steps, because that's the only way we're going to get protection, provisions, and things like that. You know, we never know what's going to happen day by day. So each day you should wake up having faith that God, if he takes you, you'll be fine. And if he leaves you here, you'll be fine. And it's all about faith. Now, back in 2008, as I was explaining, I was printing the poetry book. And the first part of what I read you was the introduction. And the poem goes like this. Faith, the size of a mustard seed, makes the impossible obtainable to me. Believing that God, he'll make a way. We won't see it. It just appears one day. Faith. Hold on to your faith the size of a mustard seed. God can give you all your desire. God can give you all your desires and provide all of your needs. But you gotta have faith. And that's where to go back to Hebrews 11 chapter 6 verse, when it talks about it's impossible to please God without faith. We need to really start looking at this and evaluating yourself to make sure that you're living by faith and not by sight. One of the things that we cherish at the Journey Home Outreach Ministry is that we are a church without walls. So people have to worship with us in spirit and truth. They have to be able to discern the things that we're putting out as messages from God and utilizing the tools that he's providing for you free. If you go to our website, www.jhom.org, you will find a multitude of learning resources to help you at any level that you're at. Any level that you're at, I repeat. You are welcome at the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. Before I go, because I'm going to play a couple more songs, but before I go, like I said, faith is not a huge, huge subject. It's very clear about what faith is. It's very concise about what God needs from us as far as faith. And that he rewards those who seek him earnestly. So all those in the ear of my voice that's going into your ears right now, because you're letting me place a mustard seed into you. You know, sowing and reaping, that is really what this is about. You put a seed in the ground, you wait for it to grow, and then you harvest it, and you wait for the next harvest to come. Well, we still get harvest today. And even though it's not fields of wheat, it's the little things that God does for us that we should always be so grateful, so very, very grateful to him that he loves us that much that he will provide, even when our faith is weary. Because Christ said, I am strongest when you're at your weakest. So we have to remember that there is nothing wrong with feeling weak, confused, no matter how long you've been walking with Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit is here for, to calm you down, to comfort you, to let you know that everything's going to be all right, and there's nothing that we have to fear, and there is nothing that we have to stop doing as Christians as far as getting up, letting people know, this is who my God is. This is who my Savior is. this is who I am. I am a child of God. I know who I am, and I know who I belong to. And with that, I'm going to play a song. And, of course, it's going to take me a minute to look for it. Okay? You know, my sermons will always be like this. For those who have been listening to me for the last 9 years, they know that, yeah, I just sit back and relax and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide me. And so we're going to hear Champion by Remnant of Worship. And here we go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, he is our champion. He's already won this victory. He has the victory because he's already won this fight. I encourage people to read through the Bible. Not everyone has an opportunity to read the whole Bible. But in your reading, please ask God for wisdom and understanding of those things that are not evident to you by your own thinking. You know, God moves to the level of our expectations. And one of the things I want people to do is start thinking about what God can really do. Since he made me and you, the stars and the animals, the ants, he created everything that dwells on this earth. It is so easy for him to provide your rent. So stop asking for small things and start asking for large things, because God wants to mightily bless those. Again, it says you will get a reward for those who earnestly seek him. And that is what he's talking about. He wants you in all your heart to be connected, because he wants to be connected with you too. It's a two-way street. All right. Next up on the mic, I'm going to play Destiny by Shakira Monique. And here we go.
You didn't think I would make it. Thought I would give up and just turn away. You thought I couldn't go through it. But see, I lit a fight another day.
Take it, but you stole from me. I won't let you break me. Running towards my destiny.
featuring Kara Monique with Destiny. Ah, I always love that song because that's what God has us on. Each and every one of us have a special plan for their life, and God is there to put you on and in your destiny, and not only put you there, but equip you for whatever He's calling you to do. I know a lot of times we don't want to move before God, before we're trying to look for humans to give us the okay. We're trying to look for humans to give us immediate gratification that we're doing the right thing. God doesn't work that way. He will not stop and pat you on your head and then go back to the enormous job He has of running the entire universe. That is why He sent His Son. He sent His Son so we would have a living example of what it means to talk, act, and respond as a Christian. Also, He gave us the Holy Spirit. Once Jesus ascended into heaven, He sent His Holy Spirit down for all of us. And that is the Spirit that's within you that will hook you up to the best thing that could ever happen. And that's being part of the Trinity. Now, being part of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Spirit, you have to have, because these are things that are not seen, but you have to have faith. There's something that in your spirit, your heart, and your soul that is lacking, and it's trying to fill up those things of God that are lacking in your life. And so instead of fighting it, let it go. Let Him fill you up. Let Him build you up. Let Him put you straight up on your feet and put you in the right direction towards your own destiny. Here at the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, one of our missions is to help people find that God-given talent that they have, and also to encourage them in what they do, because it's not easy. I'm not going to say it's easy. It's not easy to just believe in something that you can't see, especially if you're new at this. But He will manifest Himself in your life. And once He does that, your life will be changed forever. You'll no longer doubt. You have blessed assurance that God exists. You have faith in what they are doing. And you have it the size of a mustard seed or bigger. The bigger the faith, the bigger the reward. Okay, everybody, I'm going to sign off now. This went really fast. I hope you enjoyed the sermon and the Sunday service. We will have Sunday service every other Sunday, and then Flashback Friday every other Friday. I, again, am enjoying myself bringing you this new format. Also, before we go, want to congratulate DJ Shaheen, who's now our resident DJ, and Mark Isaac, who's now our president of the board. And I am looking forward to growing and working with them as well. Well, everyone, you know, I can talk and talk and talk, and the time will run out, and I'll still be talking, but I still have, you know, I have a little countdown over here, and I have to look at it every once in a while, because once I start talking about God, it cuts me up. Once I start thinking and operating in the spirit, whatever was lacking in me before when I started definitely gets filled up before you end. People can hear it in your voice, in my voice, in any speaker's voice, if they have the conviction of what they're talking about. And I hope you felt that for me today. All right, everyone, we're going to roll out of here like we always do with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Now, if you are a singer or a musician, a poet, and you want to get on the show, all you have to do is email customerservice@journeyhomeministries, that's plural, .org. And someone will get back to you and let you know when you'll be featured on the show. If you need to go further into this faith sermon, don't forget to email me, because I would love to have a discussion longer than it would take on a radio show. So go to the website, www.jhom. Go to the contact page, and you'll be able to do everything. Gotcha. And we Apple iPods and Apple phones. We have a podcast on iTunes. You don't have to have an Apple phone to get the podcast. You just need to have a laptop or a tablet. But you would look up Sister Poochie, SisterPoochie, and you will get every episode that we put on from here until we go off the air. All right, everybody. How great thou art. Thank you so much for allowing me to come into your eardrums. I will see you next Friday for Flashback Friday. You be blessed. You be blessed. You be blessed. And I'll talk to you soon.